Well, record Class 3 prices for the first quarter of 2014 have now been met by more volatility on the market front and talk of lower prices for the remaining months of the year. Market analyst Mike North points to the declines we've seen in the cheese market as an example of what's to come.
North of 240 down to sub-210 levels. While we're coming through this, you're going to see, and we saw in the USDA's release, record high all milk price. As you look at the month of May, though, you aren't going to see that. We're seeing lower product prices that will dictate lower Class 3, Class 4 prices. Frankly, as we work our way forward, we're going to begin to ease lower and watch the market work its way back.
One thing that isn't easing back are retail meat prices. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson says retail prices for beef and pork cuts have steadily pushed into new record territory. For pork, Anderson said the average retail price beat the records we set last fall at $3.83 a pound. As for beef, fresh beef products were averaging $5.40 per pound, a 23% increase compared to the average we saw from 2010 to 2012. Key factors contributing to these higher retail meat prices is that farmers and ranchers are raising smaller numbers of hogs and cattle, and of course the concern over the PED virus. Speaking of PED, Reuters reports it now has killed over 7 million pigs since it was first detected last year, and they feel it will cut pork production by as much as 7% this year and reduce output by 2%. According to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, this is an issue that must be addressed since the U.S. is the world's largest pork exporter, and he talked about some of the things the USDA and other private industry are doing.
So that we can do a good job of making sure that we institute as best we can, as quickly as we can, mitigating practices that will restrict the growth or the expansion of this epidemic. I know that Harris Vaccine is working on a vaccine. They have had some promising results. I don't think it's quite there yet, but there's clearly a concerted effort.
Well, on the cheese market on Wednesday, blacks did pick up a half cent to 204 and one quarter of a cent per pound. Barrels, they sit at 203 and three quarters of a cent, while AA butter remains at 215. Over on the Class 3 trade, May is up to 22.78. June gains 40 to 21.49, and July now at 20.48, while September picked up 12 to 19.85. Board of Trade, lower prices there. May corn off 2 3/4 cents at 5.10 and 1/2 cent per bushel. September drops 2 to 5.11 and 1/4 cent. Beans for May off 13 cents at 14.50. September down 9.5 to 12.72 and 1/4 cent. And May wheat lower at 7.26 and 1/2 cent per bushel. As far as your fed cattle, we've got choice beef steers and heifers at 128 to 144, Holstein steers 112 to 129, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 93 to 113, most of the slaughter cows 79 to 92, replacement bull calves are strong at $230 to $4, heifer calves 150 to 360, barrels and gilts 85 to 96, and those feeder lambs 175 and down. And that's your load on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.